Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing, available 24/7 at ianmasters.com. And joining us now is Gustavo Arellano, who is the editor of the OC Weekly, where he writes the syndicated column Ask a Mexican. He is the author of Taco USA, How Mexican Food Conquered America, and the editor of the article by Matthew Croker at the OC Weekly, Putin Paying Dana, Rohrabacher Claims He Man-Crushes on Vlad for Free. Welcome to Background Briefing, Gustavo Arellano.
Hola, Ian.
Well, thanks a lot for joining us. And this is an extraordinary piece of breaking news from yesterday that has been verified, in as much as there's actually an audio recording after first denying it its existence. Paul Ryan's spokesperson had to come back and admit that it actually did, this conversation did take place, but it was all in jest. So let's go to the heart of what they said. They were at a meeting, these top leaders of the Republican Party, on June of the 15th, 2016. They'd just been briefed in talks with the Ukrainian prime minister, who told them about what the Kremlin was up to in financing populist politicians to undercut democratic institutions in Eastern Europe. And and of course, this was also the day after the Washington Post reported that the Russians had hacked into the Democratic National Committee's computer network, and a month before Trump clinched the GOP nomination. So, in effect, what he says is that McCarthy says, you know, Putin pays Trump and Rohrabacher. And then they all laugh. And then he said, I swear to God. And then quickly thereafter, Paul Ryan says, let's keep this quiet. No leaks, no leaks. Just keep it in the family. So that would indicate to me that Paul Ryan thought this was pretty alarming stuff that needed to be kept quiet. So how effective have they been in writing this off as kind of, you know, almost fraternity boy humor?
Yeah, this is a sad part about this, is that even if it's absolutely true, even if Putin gives Dana a gold-plated limousine with the with the legend "To Putin" or "To Dana, Love Putin," your favorite Russian, the voters of Huntington Beach would still overwhelmingly reelect Dana. Dana has been, the OC Weekly, and specifically my colleague R. Scott Moxley, we've been exposing him as a buffoon at best and as an employer, a former employer, I'll get to that later, for years. He's a horrible, horrible man, but it doesn't matter what Dana may do or who he alliances himself with, he will be reelected. So sure, people around the United States, they're disgusted. They're absolutely disgusted by Trump. We knew that already, but for many people, they're thinking, Dana Rohrabacher, who's this person? Then they start looking him up, and here you see someone who has a total man crush, not just on Trump, but especially on Vladimir Putin, one that precedes Trump by years, if not decades.
So it doesn't get to them that the number two guy in the Republican Party says there are two people I think Putin pays, Rohrabacher and Trump. That doesn't resonate?
Oh, of course it's not going to resonate, not to the Trump supporters, but definitely not to the voters of Huntington Beach, which I don't know if the, you know, especially in Southern California, maybe you don't want to go down to Huntington Beach because it's filled with a bunch of angry Trump bros. And these are the Trump bros and their parents who are electing someone like Dana again and again and again. All Dana has to do is take a picture of himself in a surfboard, even in his 60s, even as fat and lazy as he is now. He sends them out as a card. Hey, yeah, he's a surfing congressman. Yeah, surf's up, bro. U.S. Open of Surfing. And he gets reelected.
So how then did he go from a red-baiting cold warrior to Putin's best buddy in the Congress?
Yeah, here's a guy, Dana Rohrabacher, has made a career out of, you know, former speechwriter for Ronald Reagan, former editorial writer for the Orange County Register, one of the more noxious paper, daily newspapers around, and, such an anti-communist warrior that he actually went down to Afghanistan during the Civil War there with the Mujahideen and eventually became the biggest, one of the biggest supporters of a little group called the Taliban. And that's something he, to this day, will defend and apologize for. But eventually, as the Soviet Union transformed into Russia, and all of a sudden, certain, you know, the oligarchs start cozying up to the Republicans because they're, you know, they're birds of a feather. He starts hanging out with Vladimir Putin, and as he so loves to tell the story, and sometime in the 90s, I think I can't remember in what city, but Putin challenged Dana to an arm wrestling match, and Putin overwhelmingly beat him. And ever since then, Dana has just been gazing longingly into the photo and whatever photos of Putin's out there. So to flash forward now to this era with Trump and Dana's excuse is, well, you know, the Russians are no longer the Soviets, and we need the Russians to protect ourselves against radical Islamic terrorists because Russia has been so great in, brutally suppressing Islamic terrorism, which we all know is bull. Look what happened in Chechnya, and also look at the human atrocities that Putin has done to suppress Muslims all across Russia. So it's just full of it.
And again, I'm speaking with Gustavo Arellano, who's the editor of the OC Weekly, where he writes the syndicated column Ask a Mexican. He is the author of Taco USA, How Mexican Food Conquered America, and the editor of the article by Matthew Croker at the OC Weekly, Putin Paying Dana. Rohrabacher claims he man-crushes on Vlad for free. But in a way, though, there's a lot of confusion on the right and the left. It's pretty hard to see all these former Cold Warriors now making excuses for Putin. And on the left, a lot of people who normally are suspicious of the CIA are wishing the CIA could find the smoking gun to impeach Trump. So, and I get a lot of angry mail here at this left-wing Pacifica radio network from people who think you, by criticizing Putin, you're somehow engaging in McCarthyism. But what they don't seem to understand, and this is where I think there is a meeting of the minds, if you will, ideologically between Rohrabacher and Putin. Putin is a religious nationalist. He's a white, racist, religious nationalist. And isn't that, I don't know how religious Rohrabacher is, but he's certainly a white, racist nationalist.
Oh, absolutely. That's what gets you elected in his district, which goes from Rancho Palos Verdes all the way to Huntington Beach. And that's how politics have been working in Orange County for decades. Pledge your fealty to God, rail against illegal alien savages, and isn't that what Putin doing with the with the Orthodox Church, with him going against LGBT folks in Russia and going after Muslims and other minority groups and just creating this idea of a resurgent Russia? Not so much. And I would what I would say to our friends on the left, he's not advocating for any socialism or communism or any sort of new economic model. What he's advocating for is oligarchies, and what he's advocating for is the myth of a pure white Russia that must get back its former terrains, like the Ukrainians and the Latvians and the Lithuanians. That is nothing for the left to be proud of. That's imperialism at its capitalistic oligarchic cronyist worst. And that's all catnip for Dana, by the way, because that's the American imperial project.
But do you think there will be an investigation? Because the guy that's going to run against Rohrabacher next year, Harley Rauder, he's asking for the FBI to investigate the ties between Rohrabacher and the Russians. What are the chances of, one, this being taken seriously and investigated? And two, what does this Harley Rauder's chances look like?
Harley Rauder, I don't know him. I wish anyone against Dana the best of luck, and I doubt, again, Dana, and I please someone prove me wrong in the future, but I do not think Dana will ever lose an election. That's how retrograde and Neanderthal, and with all apologies to Neanderthals, any Neanderthal descendants out there, but that's how backwards the voters, Dana's constituents are. They love the guy, and there is no one in the district that has a name recognition to take him on, and that district is very territorial. They're not going to, even if you have a carpetbagger going in there that has the most best progressive credentials possible, they have no chance of defeating Dana. As regards to any investigation, you would hope so, but then again, Trump has not picked his neck, the person to replace Comey on the FBI, but Donald Trump and Dana Rohrabacher are really good friends. And Dana Rohrabacher is especially good friends with Jeff Sessions. They were recently, they had lunch together recently. We did a story about it where they know each other going back to their, to the days when they were about 25 years ago, so if not earlier, actually. So Dana is a protected man in the Trump administration. It will take for the FBI or the CIA to leak something or do anything. But that said, as long as we have a Trump administration, nothing will happen to Dana. And if that's, among the many disgusting things going on in American democracy right now, that's the worst, that you have an administration that would defend a man as odious and just gross as Dana.
But Trump apparently considered Dana Rohrabacher for Secretary of State.
That was more... I don't, as stupid as Trump is, he's not that stupid to put him in there. I'm actually surprised, though, that he didn't give him a, you know, some sort of charity, because even here in conservative Orange County, very few people wanted to openly support Trump, especially at the beginning. But Dana was the one, the most prominent person from the beginning. I did a story right after the election calling Dana the most powerful Orange County Republican in Washington, because he's the one who has the year. And remember, the, you know, Orange County is still very Republican. There's only one Democratic congressperson, Lou Correa, who's basically a Republican, out in Washington. So that power the power structure of the Republican Party is still there. Dana, but Dana's the one who has the ear. So anything he wants will happen.
Well, nevertheless, Larry Sabato, who has this election forecasting blog, Crystal Ball, and he's taken pretty seriously, he thinks that Rohrabacher is more vulnerable than ever, and he has rated this district that you're talking about from likely Republican to leans Republican. So does that give you any hope here, or you seem to be pretty convinced that this is the march of the Neanderthals, right?
The Neanderthals were there March 25th in Huntington Beach when you had bona fide neo-Nazis beating up my reporters at the OC Weekly, and the police not arresting the neo-Nazis, but rather the Antifa who pepper sprayed people to save them. And who was the congressperson that day who was addressing all the pro-Trump marchers? Dana Rohrabacher. Those are the people who elect. We all know how good prognosticators did in the 2016 election. And again, I got on a fight on Twitter with a liberal in Huntington Beach, and I want Dana gone. The OC Weekly, we've been covering him for 22 years, expose after expose after expose, and anyone would have gotten him, it would have been the Obama administration, but that didn't happen. But the voters of Huntington Beach will always vote him in. I mean, you'd have to have radical redistricting to take away as many voters from Dana as possible, and that's not going to happen in 2018. It won't happen until in 2020. About the only glimmer of hope is that supposedly Dana, next election, 2018, is going to be Dana's election because he wants to retire, although with this administration, the only hope, frankly, is for Trump to give him a position, some sort of position of responsibility in his administration, and then at that point you're just going to make Dana from a Huntington Beach problem into a national problem. So I don't know if we want to throw Dana out into the world. He'll just do the same thing that he's done in Huntington Beach, absolutely nothing, and just delegitimizing minorities and just being a nasty person.
Well, Gustavo Arellano, I thank you very much for joining us here. I was hoping you would have better news, but you've got your ear to the ground, and I believe what you're telling us. But it goes to the broader question of how come the people that support Trump are so immunized against reality, and that is a discussion we could have for the next year, I think. Thanks for joining us.
Gracias, Ian.
And again, I've been speaking with Gustavo Arellano, who's the editor of the OC Weekly, where he writes the syndicated column Ask a Mexican. He's the author of Taco USA, How Mexican Food Conquered America, and editor of the article by Matthew Croker at the OC Weekly, Putin Paying Dana, Rohrabacher Claims He Man Crushes on Vlad for Free. We're going to take a brief station break. We're back examining the revival of the failed war on drugs by Attorney General Sessions.